about a couple of pop culture things that I've been so anxious to discuss. First of all, if you haven't seen the Anthony Bourdain Roadrunner documentary, now I'm a hot second late on this because it came out in the summer of 2021, but now it's on CNN Plus. So it just was released on CNN Plus. Now, I don't know one rip who has CNN Plus. I don't even know how you even get it. I guess you go online to CNN. I don't even care. I'm not getting it. But I paid for Amazon. I bought the film because I've been so anxious and I wanted to... This documentary was produced by the same person who produced 20 Feet from Stardom, another like incredible. These documentaries are not even like documentaries. They're so, I just can't even tell you, like they're so artistically created. They're amazing. Morgan Neville is the one behind it. He also did Won't You Be My Neighbor, which was about Fred Rogers. Just go see this. I'm going to do a whole breakdown of this documentary. It is insightful. It is tragic. It is beautiful. It's about blooming late in life. It's there's so many mysteries about the Anthony. Mysteries might be the wrong word, but there's just so many things about the Anthony Bourdain suicide that don't make sense, but also make perfect sense. It is phenomenal who talks in that documentary. It's so good. Also, if you're as confused as I am, I've kind of half in, half out been following the Johnny Depp trial with Amber Heard. Now, of course, I'd love to follow it because it's going down in Fairfax. I hear so many people are trying to get in the courtroom every day. I hear people are trying to snap pictures of Johnny Depp and Amber Heard everywhere in the VA area. If you have any, by the way, if you have any exclusive video of him or of her or a picture, text it to me. Okay, well, DM me at the Sarah Fraser Show on on Instagram. But I've half watched this, I've half not. To me, I don't know about you guys, but I thought these two people were toxic to begin with. I feel like she's as bad as he is and vice versa. I know it's like she said he like abused her or whatever. She got an $8 million settlement she was supposed to give to charity. I don't think she sent one lick to any charity, which I think all of us could have told you because nothing's happened with her career since. And your lawyer fees have to be now in the millions, you know? So it's like, yeah, of course she's not going to send that money to charity. And the whole thing is a shit show. It's like, so why is Johnny Depp doing this? There's a great breakdown that I wanted to give you, just like a summary real quick of this. So Johnny Depp is reportedly doing this because he feels he's been damaged by a Washington Post article that Amber Heard wrote a couple of years ago, and she never used his name, but it was obviously implied and everybody knew, right? So he says that he feels like he's greatly let down friends and family members who thought that he physically abused her, which he completely denies, even though they both were batshit crazy. I mean, they were shitting in beds. He half severed his hand and then started like painting and writing on the walls. Okay, what drugs are you on to do this? Like what? A lot, apparently a lot. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, myoptimalbody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit myoptimalbody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's myoptimalbody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. It's happening in Virginia because of the Washington Post. That's why. Amber Heard, you know, alleges that he physically and sexually assaulted her on multiple occasions before and during their brief marriage. You know, oftentimes when she said he was blackout drunk. Heard's allegations of substance abuse have been grossly embellished. That's according to his attorneys. So Johnny Depp and Amber Heard met on the movie set of The Run Diary in 2011. Never knew that. Then they ended up dating a couple of years later. Their marriage fell apart pretty quickly, according to most sources. They both were drinking and drugging. So that'll probably do it for a marriage right there. And then the whole thing that kind of sparked this was an infamous flight, a private flight in 2014 from Boston to L.A., where Heard alleges that Depp, like, took oxycodone pills, was blackout drunk, and then, like, abused her, like, punched her, hit her, all that stuff, on that private jet. He is denying most of that, but does admit that he, like, took oxycodone and alcohol, and then he, like, closed himself in the bathroom to get away from her. Now, the funniest part about this has been all the TikTok videos, essentially. All the TikTok videos of all the funny lines that he has said. And I mean, I absolutely love this. Asked whether he drank whiskey in the morning, Depp responded, I mean, isn't happy hour anytime, which has been viral on TikTok. Asked whether he ever gave pills to musician Marilyn Manson, Depp conceded. And he said that he once gave Manson a pill to get him to stop talking so much. These are so good. Asked if he ever even saw his Pirates of the Caribbean movie, The Curse of the Black Pearl. He said, no, I didn't see it. But, well, the film did pretty well, apparently. So he's, you know, there's just been some really funny moments. You know, they've asked him about drawing penises on paintings. You know, he's responded, drawing a penis on a painting was not the first thing on my mind, when he was talking about, like, one incident where he, like, allegedly hit Amber Heard. I got to tell you, this is my prediction hat. And I'm a psychic that's right only like 30% of the time. I think he wins this. I think he wins. The tides have changed. I think people are realizing we went through a phase. And look, I'm team ladies. Everybody should have their story heard. Not everybody should be believed. But I think that she has really, I think people are like, yeah, women can be nuts. Women can be as crazy as men. There you have it. One last story, because I've followed this and it continues, because I guess this part shocked me. Chris Rock's mom is speaking out for the first time. Chris Rock's mom said about the Will Smith slap at the Oscars. Rock's mom says that Chris has never heard from Will Smith. And now at this point, it's been, what, over a month? I don't think that Chris Rock is suing him. I don't think. But I don't know. Maybe there's no, like, maybe you can still sue within a year. I have no idea. But anyway, she said that basically she couldn't believe it. She thought, like a lot of us, that it was completely a stunt at first. Then when Smith went back to his seat and yelled the obscenity of, like, keep my wife's name out of your motherfucking mouth, she knew it was real. She texted Chris. Chris had said he was okay. And then to this day, they've never received any apology or acknowledgement directly from Smith. That doesn't seem weird to you? Doesn't Will Smith seem like a stand-up guy that would call? Seems so odd to me. Anyhow, and she said, really, when Will Smith like slapped her son, it was like she got slapped. She just said it was just so devastating to see. And from what I know now in the tabloids, Will Smith is in India meeting with like a famous kind of guru guy that he at least had a meeting with recently. And we haven't heard any more than that. Jada Pinkett Smith is getting ready to relaunch, and I think even the first episode did drop of Red Table Talk, and that was it. So a little update. All right, you guys, love you so much. Thank you for all your prayers and good vibes. I always want to give them back. I adore you all. You can follow me on TikTok at The Sarah Fraser Show and IG, the same place.